Aircheckdownloads.com.
And good morning to you. Thank you, Alan, for another splendid edition of Night Owls. It's lovely to have your company. The weather for the northeast tomorrow will be cloudy, or rather today will be cloudy. There will be a little bit of rain or drizzle. That's already here. I saw that on the way in. And the morning will be a dry, drizzly one, but it will brighten up as the day progresses. The maximum temperature is around about 9 degrees centigrade, that's 48 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind staying southerly, I should say, overnight, dying down to just a light breeze for tomorrow morning. And a jolly good morning to you. Welcome to the night shift. Tony Rich is taking you through in the chair till the hour of 5. Let's just hope they don't plug it in. Sounds like he's got stuck to me. That's the Police and A Message in a Bottle, starting us off this morning. Right, well, it'll be very nice to know that there is someone out there listening to us. Perhaps you'd like to give us a call on Tyneside 488-3131. Speak to Martin. He'll take any dedications and requests that you may like me to relay between now and 5 as we progress. Also, during the show this morning, we have the featured artist for today, which is Paul Young. We'll be looking at the problem of Down syndrome. If you have a child that's suffering from Down syndrome, or maybe you'd like to know more about that, we'll be featuring that later on. Also a feature on Little Richard, who has left the music industry and in fact has gone back into, or rather got into the world of writing books. More from him. Also, talking of books, have you read any really good books, the bestsellers? Well, have you ever thought about the bad books? Believe me, there are some around. We'll be featuring some of the bad books as we progress. Also, if you are involved with a club, you might be interested to know there's a very special challenge that's being launched to you, or open to you at the moment, so stay tuned for that. Also, Anthony Quayle went to Buckingham Palace to meet Bette to get his award. We'll be speaking to him a little later on. And also, of course, for those sports fanatics, we'll be talking with Bill Arthur around about 2:30 for an update on the latest sports results as and when they occur. On with the music now. This is Foreigner, Cold as Ice. Well, there you are, a record from years gone by. That's Foreigner, who is as cold as ice. Now, talking of cold of ice, as ice, if you are lying dead in a field, you would be cold, definitely. Now, here's a challenge, a brain teaser for you. And if you've got the answer, give us a ring and speak to Martin and tell him what you think the answer is. And if you're right, I have a bundle of records, which I will send off to you in a couple of days. Right, here comes the teaser. A man is found dead, lying in a field. There are no suspicious circumstances at all. He's just out cold. How he arrived there, I have no idea. Well, actually, I do. Do you have an idea how he arrived there? All I can give you, the only clue I can give you is that it was his hobby that killed him, and there was a parcel partly attached to his body. That's the only clues I'm going to give you at the moment. If it gets a little bit difficult and we don't get any right answers between, say, now and 3, I'll give you another clue. So he's lying in a field, there are no suspicious circumstances at all, it's his hobby that actually killed him, and there was a parcel lying partly attached to his body. If you've any idea, give Martin a call and tell him, and if you're right, we'll send off the records to you in the next couple of days. As I was saying, this is just a one-off feature. It's not going to be on every night, it's just a brain teaser for you this evening. To our featured artist for you now, and it's Paul Young with Love of the Common People. If you just joined us, you're listening to Metro. It's 2:14. Our featured artist for this morning, that's Paul Young and Love of the Common People. Two more tracks from him between now and 5. Well, I must say, you've astounded me. You're very, very quick off the mark. If you're still ringing in to tell us the answer to that competition, forget it, because within literally about 3 seconds of me finishing the question, the switchboard burst into flames, and Die of Ucroft Avenue in Newcastle was the first one in with the correct answer. Well done, Die. We'll be sending off the records to you in the next couple of days. We've got your address all firmly written down there, so wait to receive them, and thank you for entering. If the rest of you are trying to ring, don't bother. Die is the winner. The answer, of course, if you haven't already got it, is he was a parachutist. Of course, he fell to the field. The parachute didn't open. That is how he arrived in the field. No suspicious circumstances. Okay, we're still waiting for your requests. I believe there's a few in. We'll be reading them out as we progress. The telephone number, in case you didn't get it, is Tyneside 488-3131. Tyneside 488-3131. Last week when I was here, loads of CBers out there. Maybe they haven't got their ears on tonight. Give us a call. That's the Electric Light Orchestra, and Don't Walk Away. Certainly won't, not at least till 5 o'clock. If you just switched on, it's lovely to have your company this morning. You're in tune with Metro Radio. It's 2:24. It's Bill Wyman. And je suis un rockstar. There he is, old Harry himself, Bill Wyman. You remember him from the Rolling Stones fan? Face still there. And je suis un rockstar. Have you ever wondered what some of the big rock and pop stars are really like? Someone who really knows is Penny Stallings, whose explosive book, Rock and Roll Confidential, blows the lid off the business. She'll be the special guest on Richard Duncan's programme this morning. Plus, you can hear about International Women's Day and a new talking book for the blind, with the 100-to-1 chance, Who Done It, and the best music. That's all with Richard Duncan's programme later on this morning from 10 o'clock. Here's a big star. Certainly got a big voice. Lulu.
Those schoolgirl days.
That's the lovely Lulu from years gone by to Sir with love. From her to Bill Arthur, bringing you up to date now with the latest sports results.
Good evening, and that's it from the Metro Sports Desk for tonight.
Thank you, Bill, and the telephones have been buzzing away, which is lovely to know that people are still out there listening to us. Edward Graham has phoned and asked me to play a record and to make a dedication to some of his CB mates, as he puts it, the pushchair, Billy the Bilk, the wheelchair, Uncle Fester, sounds a right motley crew to me, the Drunken Duck, Sergeant Bilko, and Ashtray Girl. And loads more to get through as we go along.
You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on.
Aircheckdownloads.com.